So we want to talk about the pit of self-pity. The pit of self-pity. So I say to you, be on guard against falling into the pit of self-pity. Now, when is that likely to happen? Well, when you're weary or unwell, this demonic trap is the greatest danger you face. You're just not feeling up to things and so on, and oh me, woe is me. Who's the Winnie the Pooh character?
Eeyore.
Eeyore always, oh, it's going to be bad, you know. But self-pity is the worst, because it's like, well, I'm just at the bottom of the totem pole and nobody cares, you know, and so on. So let me urge you, do not venture near the edge of the cliff, because, trust me, its edges crumble easily, and before you know it, you're way on down. You're on the way down. And then it's much harder to get out of the pit than to keep a safe distance from it. So that's why you must be on guard. However, there are several ways to guard against self-pity. Let me give you three of them. The first one is, occupy your mind with praising and thanking God. The thing is, you can't do both. You can't feel pitiful for yourself and be thanking God. In fact, one of the things that I like to do is to choose to begin thanking God at the time when I think, oh, this is really bad for me. At that very moment, I want to start thanking God, because when I start that, then I have to think of all the reasons why I thank God. And my entire mindset gets readjusted. Listen to Psalm 89, 15, and 16. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. You catch that? This is where you're listening to the joyful sound in your own heart. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Thinking of God. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. As you in your name rejoice, and you do that all day, you are motivated to walk the path of righteousness. So occupy your mind with praising and thanking God. Just plan to do it. You say, but I didn't feel like it. Well, this is why you do it, so that you will feel like it. The doing motivates your feeling. Don't turn that around. Don't be the person that only does what he feels, that only acts like he feels, because then you've let your emotions be the leader. And emotions are up and down, left and right, and they're terrible leaders. So you are led by your steadfast convictions, and you know God is good, and God does good. So be led by that. Secondly, obey his command of love. When you do that, you will focus on God and others and not on self. This is the very opposite of self-pity. This begins to say, how can I help? How can I do something for God, for others? Now, it's not about me, is it? See, it's only about how can I help. You're not surprised that this is, and I just took this out of John. John 13, 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that you also loved one another. We have a pretty big shoes to fill, sandals, I don't know what, but he says, do it like I did with you. And John 15, verses 12 and 17, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. These things I command you, that you love one another. So this is the essence. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This is his commandment. If you're obeying his commandment, then you're his disciples. So at the point when you're feeling sorry for yourself or tempted to, standing by that crumbly edge, think of others that are having hard times and ask yourself, how could I help? Maybe just a cheerful word, maybe just a phone call. Third and last is to focus on the life and the person of Jesus. As you read the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, begin to ask yourself, how does this reveal Christ to me? Christ was perfect. So whatever good thing you're reading, he was that. In the Old Testament, there are many pointers to Jesus Christ. But look with me at 2 Corinthians 3:18. The apostle says, but we all with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. The Lord is the normal phrase that he uses for Jesus, you see. And he says, we are beholding the glory of the Lord, and what happens? We're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. By the magical work of the Spirit of the Lord working in you. This is where God has made us to what we focus on, we tend to become. So, three pretty handy things. You're starting to feel down and out and so on. Then turn to praise God. Thank him for all that he's done for you. Think about others that don't have what you have. Obey his command of love, and it'll take you out of that pit. And then focus on the life and person of Jesus. Of all the things that happened to him, all the things that he gave up, he could have said, why do I have to do all that? How come I have to do it and they don't have to do anything? But of course he knew. So we find in him the antidote for self-pity. Then, as you do these things, you'll be able to run with endurance the race that is set before you. Ethan's song was talking about that. Without stumbling or falling. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, the weight that encumbers your running, that's self-pity, among other things, and the sin which doth so easily beset us. When we think of self, we think about how good others have it, the sin that doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience. It's a marathon race. It's a long distance race. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking, the finish of the course, looking unto Jesus, the author, or the word could mean the beginner and finisher of our faith. Who, looking to Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy of doing what God had wanted him to do. You can enter into that joy, and even when things are not going well, because he was being crucified, he was despising the shame, but he kept it strong because of the joy set before him, what he would accomplish. And so will we.